Good morning. We are pleased to be joined by Congressman Roger Marshall from the 1st District here in the state of Kansas. He joins us via telephone from Wyandotte County, I believe. Is that correct?
That's right, Brandon. I'm in Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, trying to help some people out in a COVID clinic. We're doing screening for folks that think they might have the COVID. They come in with all host of symptoms. The amazing thing about this virus is just the different way it presents. Some people present with a fever, some a headache, some just weakness, maybe even, you know, like diarrhea, some GI symptoms. So we do a basic history physical, take their vitals, check their oximetry, and then do the testing for COVID.
What have you learned about some of the patients that you've seen here? Has it taught you anything new that you didn't know previously?
Well, first of all, it just confirms, I've confirmed how hard and good people are, that the doctors, the nurses, the staff of this federally qualified health clinic are just incredible people that have been working their tails off. And I think as far as the virus itself goes, it looks like it's a little pocket. So if a family unit where there may be multi-generation folks living together, or maybe it's a workplace. So kind of there's little embers of fire left out there. I think the worst of the virus is behind us for Kansas, except in southwest Kansas. We've got a little fire brewing down there. But the rest of the state, I think we're at the plateau, the peak of the curves, as Dr. Fauci talked about. But then there's a little embers of fire flaring up, and we're trying to hop on those embers of fire.
And that's a good point here. We are seeing more positive cases being reported here in Kansas. I think we had like 271 more yesterday. Is that a result of just more testing?
No, I think a lot of those are coming from southwest Kansas. If you would look, start looking county by county, you know, it looks like Seward County and Fort Finney are responsible for most of those. As I looked at the data yesterday, I think all the other counties, I don't think, are increasing more than 5% at a time. So the super majority of those new tests are down in southwest Kansas, and we got a lot more testing. They were really struggling with testing. Fortunately, a week and a half ago, the doctors down there called me and gave me a warning before they even had the test results back. They knew that there was a concern. So I was able to call a private company and get over 5,000 test kits for them. So they're now doing those. So that's more than the entire state of Kansas that had done through the state health and education, health and environment committee. So there is a lot more testing going on too.
I gotcha. Well, and I know there's been some clusters in some of the counties you mentioned. There's those meat packing plants, and it's been tougher for them to communicate. I know they have a Spanish speaking population, a lot of them down there, and there's a language barrier. As far as that impact on the meatpacking plant specifically, how much of an impact is that going to have on the supply chain as well as farmers and ranchers?
Well, it's huge. It is absolutely huge. Right now, I've had ranchers sitting on cattle that should have went to the market 3 weeks ago. Folks that have cattle for sale that cannot find anybody to give them a bid right now. It's a huge crisis, absolutely a huge crisis, and that's why in the CARES Act that we passed, there's $19 billion for agriculture and trying to make sure that enough money gets to the right places right now to save some of these farms and ranches.
As far as, maybe farmers needing to get their meat butchered and slaughtered here and maybe get it to the market a little faster, is that an opportunity?
Well, the problem is the packing houses are not taking any in many instances. Many of them have closed across the country. Many of them have cut back 50%. So there's no opportunity to get it to the packing plant. Now, there's sometimes, there's a packing plant in Barton County, which is just busier than they could be right now as well. Some of the farmers and ranchers are doing direct to market, but I think those opportunities have been pretty filled up as well. And unfortunately, there's only really four large packing plant companies in the entire country now, four companies, right? About 15-20% of all the beef in America is packed in southwest Kansas now. So we kind of got some concentration of businesses that's a little bit of a challenge right now.
Well, I can already see the impact. I went to the grocery store the other day looking for some steaks, and oh boy, I was shocked to not be able to find any.
Well, you know, so far I've not heard a lot of that on the meat side of things, but it could become more and more that way, and that's why we're doing everything we can to keep the packing plants open, and they're doing everything they can to protect their patients. As soon as I finish in Wyandotte County here today, I'm going to venture down to southwest Kansas and see if there's anything else we can do to help them and make sure that they have the supplies and the manpower that they need as well.
Well, I know there's it's kind of a multi-pronged effort here in your role as a congressman. There's the health side of things, there's the economic side of things, and I know there's a lot of folks here, and I can see the frustration coming from, you know, our comment section on social media when we post news stories. People are frustrated. They want to get back to normal. How close do you think we are to maybe reopening the economy and reopening government?
So I think we're close. I can see the sun coming up. I think the worst days are behind us. And for 2 weeks, I've been talking to folks across the state. What does it look like to responsibly open, to have a plan? Always the health and welfare of Kansans are first. So I'm encouraging people at the individual level to make a plan. What does it look like? What are we going to do for testing? What are we doing for PPE, for protective equipment, for your staff if it's necessary, and for your customers? What does that interaction look like? And I think that some businesses can come back sooner than others. I'm afraid the head school is not going to be open for a while. My place where I used to work tights, I don't see that it's going to be open inside, yet I'm not quite there. On the other hand, you know, I think K-State's trying to figure out ways in the technical college there, Manhattan Technical College, how do we get some students back this summer in a safe fashion? And certainly this fall, what does that look like? We have to get the economy going again. We have to figure out a way to safely, responsibly do it. We're going to lose more people from suicide and from health-related poverty issues than we do from this virus if we don't figure out a way soon to get this economy open. So I think a little Kansas common sense is going to save the day. It's going to be the responsibility, though, of each community to pull this off. And Kansas is great at that. We need to keep practicing social responsibility. Things like if you're sick, stay home, keep washing your hands, avoid, you know, crowds, don't go, you know, stay at least 6 feet away from other people, stay 10 feet away from other people if you can. So we have to keep doing the right things here if we're going to be able to pull this off. People, when we go back to work, I'm still more worried about them getting the virus when they go to the grocery store, when they stop at the Quick Trip store, than from going to work. So we have to figure out a responsible, safe way to do this.
I'm speaking with Congressman Roger Marshall here from the 1st District here in Kansas. What about for those who might have questions about the recently passed Paycheck Protection Program? What will that do for small business owners, and how quickly will they be able to access those loans?
Well, number one, it's already been very successful, the most successful program I've ever seen rolled out by the federal government, and very expedient. Already in Kansas, over 20,000 loans to small businesses have been made. Over 20,000, $4 billion. Many, many small banks, community banks, your ag credit folks, those people are doing, the credit unions have been doing this already. It ran out of money. Nancy Pelosi was holding America hostage for almost 10 days. We finally got more money in it yesterday. So people should be applying yesterday if they haven't yet. If you have a small business, less than 500 people, you should be reaching out to your own community bank, the one that you have a relationship with preferably, and say, are you doing the Paycheck Protection loans through the Small Business Administration? And if they haven't, then you probably need to find a different bank. If they haven't been doing it already, the rest of this money will go pretty quickly. So I would encourage you to find a small bank, a small lender in town that you know. And if what this loan is, it's a forgivable loan. If you keep your people employed through June the 30th and pay the you 75% of the money for their wages, it's a forgivable loan. So this is very, very important. Again, half the jobs in Kansas on the backs of small businesses. So use your small lending agent there in town. And we would much rather have people do this than go into the unemployment line. Kansans want jobs. We don't want necessarily an unemployment check. We would much prefer to have jobs. We think the economy is going to spring back much faster with this philosophy than pushing people into the unemployment lines.
As far as hospitals are concerned, is there federal relief for hospitals?
You know, absolutely. So the CARES Act, about a half a trillion dollars so far have been allocated towards health care, including funds for your local Manhattan hospital as well. And pretty much anyone that takes Medicare has got some Medicare advancement money as well. So yes, indeed, lots of funding for health care, more funding for testing as well, especially trying to allocate some new monies towards rural hospitals as well.
Gotcha. Well, I know that money's not endless. We got to have this come to an end at some point here. Is there any last messages you'd like to share with the community?
Well, you know, the number one concern we still have is our health. I know everybody's been pretty much sheltering in place now for weeks, and we're all pretty scare crazy. I'm really concerned for Kansans' mental health. If you can, FaceTime your friends, your loved ones, your family. It's just so good to see each other's smiling faces in so many ways. If you're really, really struggling, you know, there's some resources as well. The federally qualified health clinic there in Manhattan received quite a bit of money from the CARES Act as well, and they have mental health helpers there, social helpers as well. So I'm very concerned about our mental health. I'm also concerned about the economy, and that's just adding to the mental pressures here. The best thing that we can do for our country right now, for our economy, is to safely and efficiently get through this crisis. We're all working on how do we reopen business in a responsible fashion. And again, the pressure on the community to pull this off, to be able to safely go forward with this. And then when there are little outbreaks of it, that we hop on them very, very quickly. So just please, everybody, keep practicing the social responsibility here that the president's asked us to do. And like I've been saying, you can choose to live in fear, or you can choose to live in faith and hope. For me and my family, we're going to live with faith and hope. Thanks, Brandon, so much for having me. And just best wishes to you and your family and everybody to stay safe through this crisis.
Oh, sure appreciate that. And thanks for your commitment to coming back here and helping out on the front lines. We sure appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm honored to do it, Brandon. Take care.